Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to comedian and artist Sarah Hyland's episode. My favorite part of her interview was talking about our worst job experiences, as well as her haunted dollhouse that she used to have in her room when she was dating my brother Bobby. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome, for the first time on the podcast, artist and comedian, Sarah Hyland.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve.
That was a little odd.
No, it was really good.
Did you notice the three, the little OCD going on?
What, the three?
Because I scratched the fridge. You didn't see
it. I heard it.
I went. Yeah.
I heard it. No. I watched it from afar. And it was epic. It was cinematic. And
so good.
I appreciate it.
Seeing you. I mean,
always good seeing
you. Can we at least let the viewers and listeners know, like, we have history, like,
so much.
When did you date Bob? Like, how long were you together with Bob? Like, was that early? Was that mid-2000? Like,
I feel like it was so long ago.
Yeah.
I think it was mid-2000s.
It was mid-2000s.
We were actually talking about that on Tiger Bell. It's crazy to believe, but it was before social media. Like, it was before, like, I don't even know what video games were like back then.
Yeah.
He was playing, FIFA.
FIFA. Yeah.
God. No, it was even mind-blowing back then.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't grasp on to the fact that, like, he played people from other countries. Like, he had a thing. Like, I was like, what the fuck? Like, and now, like, it's like, that's like, oh, I feel like that's vintage knowledge.
Yeah. How did, because Bob has his own particulars, like little things that his car.
Yeah.
Growing up, he always never took care of the car.
Yeah.
And he peed, did he pee back then in a Starbucks bottles?
No, but I don't know about that, but I do remember how about he drove the Toyota. The silver Toyota.
It was the Corolla. Oh, I remember that.
The Corolla. And it was so shitty. It was so...
But he'd leave trash in there.
Not only trash, but it was so fucked. It was super dinged up on the outside.
But the smell, too. Like
The whole thing.
Urine whole and thing. Cigarette ashes.
Lots of cigarettes.
Yeah.
But it was so bad that he was on TMZ. Do you remember this? TMZ.
Oh, no, I don't... They filmed him?
Yeah. They're like, oh, here we are with Bobby Lee, Mad TV, like, you know.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, Bob, where are you going? And he was like walking back to his car. He's like, what the fuck, dude? You know, and they followed him to his car. And they're like, oh, is this your car, Bobby? Do you remember that?
I don't remember TMZ.
Yeah.
I just remember that. I know I've gotten some, I'm not blaming him, but
yeah.
Was he taking over-the-counter sleeping medication back then?
I don't know.
Like the Unisom?
He could, I don't know. Yeah. I swear on my life, I don't know. I mean,
I just remember you had your own room. Remember the Beechwood house?
I had my own room.
And then we talked about the cool dollhouse there. Yeah. But you were never there. You were gone a lot.
A lot, yeah. I know. The dollhouse has been brought up. There's been so many demons that have haunted me since this time. The dollhouse.
Well, describe what this is. So you had a pretty immaculate dollhouse.
But it wasn't mine. Like, the only reason that happened is because a friend of mine, because I love vintage stuff.
Yeah.
All right?
It was definitely vintage. Yeah.
I love that shit. Yeah. I'm vintage now. we went to this store because she asked me to go. And so, sorry if I'm like making you uncomfortable with eye contact, but I love
she's fine.
You're so comforting to me. I'm like, hi. You're amazing. We went to this vintage store and like, I don't know why, but she's like, that's amazing. And I was like, it is amazing.
Yeah.
But it could have been a Corvette fucking plague car and I would have bought it. Like it didn't matter. Like I just, you know, like yeah. I just bought it because I was like, oh,
it was
I didn't,
pretty big too.
It was massive.
It was like, I remember it was like in like, there was like some kind, not a coffee table, but there was like shelving. It was like in the middle of it.
It was massive.
Yeah.
I don't even.
And your bed was in the middle of the.
Yeah.
The room too. I like that room.
Yeah. No, it was a great room. I think they turned that into a podcast. I think became the podcast. It had Earth.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't like, you know, and it's funny because you guys tell me afterwards, like it was haunted. Like, I feel bad. Poor Kalila. Like, I was like, please tell me you threw that out. She's like, no. Like, I'm like, why didn't you throw that out?
Like, yeah, there's just like Annabelle. You know, like those horror movies like Annabelle and Conjuring and stuff.
I don't know what the fuck. I feel horrible. No, but horrible.
We're
saying,
you know, me and Bob, we grew up in a haunted house in Poway.
I didn't know that.
Oh, there's ghosts there. Yeah, for sure.
And I believe
yeah,
in
they
that
try to
stuff.
Possess us and everything. Yeah.
They try to possess you?
Yeah. I heard I heard them whispering. They're holding me down.
How did they? Did you just feel the pressure?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It was like a weight pushing me down. But check this out. I was sweating. Yeah, and yeah.
You and Bobby both do this. I was sweating.
Yeah, I was sweating. They were blocking my
airway.
I couldn't talk. So back then, I was into Christian camps. Bible verses all over my room.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know.
You were in
it. No, I was in like Philippians 4:13, Ephesians. Verses.
Yeah.
And I try to yell out Jesus. But I could only get the J and the E out. So I was like, and I kid you not, I'm not religious now, but when I went, Jesus, you know, I yelled it. It was like a breath of fresh, like a weight was lifted.
You actually said the whole
thing. After I said the whole, there's something in that word that scares, I guess, ghosts or demons in the netherworld or whatever.
Yeah.
But the same thing happened with Bob, and he got rid of him by jumping in the swimming pool. So he was feeling them too, but he was
like in the middle of the night?
That I don't know. Okay, he just said, because he admitted to it.
Okay.
Now I ask, you know, rest in peace, Pops, but I asked my dad, I asked my mom back, like later when we were older, I go, hey, was there something weird about that house?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah. My cousin Eddie and Jet, like they never like going there. Yeah.
Did they ever feel that? Like,
yeah,
did they,
they hated going there. Yeah. No, they didn't experience that.
They didn't experience that.
I think I'm the only one that got that.
That's bananas.
Oh, you know
That's
what? My
bananas.
Mom used to, it was that hallway. My mom used to park the car in the garage and have to run. Like, she felt like they were trying to pull her, like drag her down.
No.
So imagine this old Korean lady just like, you know,
right? Master bedroom. Mommy's so small. Yeah.
You were from
tiny.
Kentucky, weren't you?
Yeah.
Thanks again for your family was so nice to Bob. Inviting him for Christmas. Can we so like when did you start? I think because I remember, you know,
you
bring
so
him
much.
Out there and you treat my brother, your family treated Bob like family.
Yeah,
your grandma loved him.
Grandma loved him. Yeah, that is bananas because my grandma didn't like anybody.
She loved Bob?
She loved him so much.
Really?
Well, she loved Bobby because what my mom tells me, she said, you know, mother loved him because he played with the grandkids.
And he went horseback riding?
He went horseback riding. No, but you know Bobby. Like, Bobby's a yes. Like, he's just a yes, you know?
Yeah.
So, of course, you cannot not like.
Yeah.
But, I mean, to me, I can't wrap my head around, but I can understand, again, being from Kentucky, I can understand, like, when people. It took me a long time to understand that people have different perceptions of the South, like 100%. It took me a long living in Los Angeles to be like, oh shit.
So
like,
they,
oh shit.
What,
like,
so
I
they
get
have
it.
The wrong perceptions. Is that what you're
I'm
saying?
Not. No, I can't even say it's wrong because a lot of like there are many stereotypical things about the South that are 100% true. Just like people
like,
think
like
of
what,
LA.
Like what? Like give some examples.
Okay. Like, there's definitely, it is not, it is definitely more vanilla and not as diverse.
Are there Asians out there?
There are Asians out there.
There's Koreans.
But there's less.
Less.
There's less.
Okay.
And I think that's kind of any, of course there, like, of course there's, you know, of all different, you know, they're of ethnic backgrounds and, you know, there are, there is diversity.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a smaller number.
Yeah.
And it's a bit like, again, I can only say, like, from where I'm from, it is definitely, like, as far as, like, segregated, like, there are different
sections. Yeah.
And it's a little bit like that in many different, even in bigger cities, it's like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But like, I think it's because it's a smaller town, it's much more like obvious where you're like,
yeah,
this is crazy, you know? But so I think, I mean, that's a little.
How do you remember how you and Bobby even linked up or like,
I do.
And when you started comedy, and then I want to get to your art as well,
but
like, how did you, like, let's take a walk down memory lane.
Let's
like,
do it.
How did that all go down? Was that mid-2000s?
I think we talked about it was mid-2000s. I want to say it was mid-2000s.
And it was, did you meet at the Comedy Store?
We did. We
really?
Did.
Really?
Yeah, so I think that was a thing. Like, there's a long story of how I even ended up at the Comedy Store. Like, long fucking story. But bottom line is, I was performing in the Belly Room. I didn't know anybody in comedy, like nobody. I didn't know anything, anybody, nothing. And so I forgot whose show I was doing. It was like Adam Barnhart's show, I think. And anyway, I was sitting on those little steps.
Yeah.
Bobby came around.
After he was probably smoking a cigarette.
A cigarette. I think because I've seen him like a little hamsters, like go through all the different rooms. You know what I mean? I've seen him do that even when we weren't together. I was like, you know, he just goes through the little tunnels like,
yeah.
Like a little gerbil. It's cute. But yeah, so like he came around and he just said hi, and he was just this, like, it was just, you know, like,
yeah.
Instant, you know, Bobby.
Did he have charm?
Like you.
Did he have charm?
He's very charming. Of course, Bobby's very charming. Glace!
Did he have like a sugar-free Red Bull? Was he like,
yeah. He could have.
Yeah.
He could have.
So he was just being friendly.
He was just very sweet.
So you guys were friends at first? No?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely, like, that minute, that moment, I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, this dude's cool. You know what I mean? Like, he was a bright. He's a bright.
Yeah.
He's bright.
His energy was radiating.
Sarah McLachlan. No. Yeah. People, I think, have energies that elevate on like a higher, like that you're attracted to. There's a freak. I mean, not to sound like the fucking, the secret, but
there is
a frequency.
Yeah, let's talk about frequencies. There's the love frequency. There's, you know, there's even the negative frequency. Yeah, there's frequencies. Yeah.
I mean, I think that every day, like, you know, there's people that.
I could sense it too from people.
Yeah.
You got a good energy. You always had a good energy about you.
Well, people, either you're attracted, like, I walked in, you're amazing. I know you, Steve. First time I met you.
Thank
you. Beautiful energy. Do you know what I'm saying? But, like, there are.
I'm really sensitive.
You are sensitive.
Yeah, I'm really sensitive.
You've gotten much less. You were so shy when I first met you.
What?
Yeah. You were so shy.
Really?
You were so sweet. Yeah, you skateboarded a lot.
I do less. I you know what? I went to the barracks the other night.
You did?
Yeah. So I felt like a kid again. You know, I was like, oh, I mean, I'm like,
you were a kid.
I was in like Willy Wonka and the chocolate. Like I was in the chocolate factory.
Yes.
I was like, I'm in the chocolate factory.
You were so nice. You've always been so nice, and you were just. I feel like. Do you talk about your sobriety on that?
Oh, we can. We could do it in
just,
Broadway.
All
yeah.
I was gonna say is that you were just getting sober.
12 years.
What's up? That's awesome. Almost 19.
That's fucking amazing.
Crazy. But you were
was
just
I sober
doing
back
that.
Then?
You were just getting sober.
Oh,
it was
wow.
just happening.
Yeah, those were, you know, that like as far as my trajectory.
Yeah.
Because I had finished. ASU, I was in Arizona, and my folks were like, what are you going to do now?
Yeah.
And do you remember when Bob lived on, this is before Beechwood.
Sanborn.
Yeah, you remember the Sanborn apartment?
I do. That's when we first started dating.
Yeah, so I lived in the closet.
I've lived in a closet too, Steve.
No, it was like...
No, not even gay or anything, because I actually lived in a physical
like
closet.
Like, I tried to put a bamboo fence, like, I didn't have a door.
Yeah.
So I had a Home Depot kind of, like, makeshift bamboo fence, and I had such a small space, I couldn't even stretch my legs out. But there was, like, a bunch of skaters that lived there. How many people live there?
That's what we talked about in Tiger Bell.
The dumpster. They called it the dumpster.
You guys lived up there. And then when Bobby, like, I guess he moved.
I know exactly. When Bobby booked the IBM campaign. Hold up. To be more precise, the Code or Not campaign.
Yeah.
The Code or Not IBM campaign where he was on billboards across the globe.
Yes.
And all he had to do was wear those glasses and be the Asian astronaut.
Yeah.
Then they had the white astronaut. And here's $100,000. I kid you not.
Yeah, yeah, and the check. Yeah,
$100,000.
This is how I do it. Yeah,
and yeah, this is how I do it. We don't have to bring that up. I already discussed that.
We already
but then I'm just going to give you the context. It was during that time. Yeah. But I was smoking weed and I was drinking. He would enable, he would actually, you know, I have to commend him because he would actually get me weed. So I could, you know, reach my bottom faster.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, I got you. I remember we were in Chinatown and he's like, you want this water pipe, dude? Here, I'll get it for you. Here, here's some weed. Here. And he was just feeding me like, here, just smoke. You want another beer?
Bobby's voice.
Get another beer. Or, you know, at the comedy store, the bar, the outside bar. I remember like, you want a beer? Steve, you want a beer? Here, I'll get you a beer.
Why does he sound like that?
You want a beer?
You want a beer?
So you're going. You were talking about sobriety. I got one day. I just woke up and I think there was a kind of like an ultimatum because I wasn't doing shit.
Yeah.
He's like, you gotta get a job, dude.
Who,
like,
Bobby said?
Yeah.
That?
So I remember waking up at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
With my resume and like walking up and down the street,
yeah.
And then I ended up getting a job at Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at? Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf.
I worked at Starbucks, Steve. I have no judgment.
Oh, you did? You're a barista?
I was a barista.
I didn't know that. Hold up.
I've done so many jobs, Steve. So many.
You were a barista.
Yes.
You serve drinks.
100. Yes.
What was your favorite? You know what I liked about that?
What?
I was always caffeinated.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Well, you were talking about that?
Well, no. Well, yeah, because I went and got...
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey, cheers.
Hey.
It's a reunion.
You get it. You know
they had the smoothie, the Malibu Dream.
That's so funny.
It was a strawberry
cream. What, Coffee Bean or
no,
Starbucks?
Coffee Bean.
Coffee Bean?
Yeah. Malibu Dream.
Are we the same person?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I... No, my first job ever getting...
I'm glad you brought this up.
Your face.
I'm glad you brought this up because I love talking about jobs.
Well, we've had 1,400 of them.
Because it makes me appreciate what we're doing now.
Holy shit.
We get to do content and art and stuff.
Yes.
And then people, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, it's great.
I have sweated at so many
Okay,
jobs.
Let's hold up. I want to do this.
Oh, my God.
This is, I love doing these lists. Take it back to Kentucky, too, if you want.
Okay.
Five of the most hardest jobs.
Oh,
it could
man.
Be Kentucky, L.A. You say your five, and I'll say my five.
Okay. You want to go first?
You go first.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right. Well, since we just talked about it, you writing it down? Are you writing
Yeah.
Are you taking notes on your own? Or?
No. I just want to remember. I just like to log Starbucks.
Okay. Well, I'll say Starbucks first.
Okay.
Can we give reasons why or do you just want them listed?
Yeah, say the job title and tell me why.
Okay, I'll tell you
it was
why.
Hard.
I kind of try to keep it short.
Yeah,
I'm long winded. All right, so Starbucks because I worked at the Century City one. It had no windows. I was an opener, which means my ass had to get there at 4 o'clock in the motherfucking 4 o'clock.
The morning shift.
4 o'clock. 4 o'clock.
But you had to pre-brew the
4 o'clock.
Coffee.
I had to unload the pastries.
I lived off those blueberry scones. Continue. I love what you're doing.
I lived off the oatmeal. And
the muffins.
Listen, this gets dark. This is dark times.
Survival.
All right?
This is survival.
No, well, I'll tell you what. I lived in Culver City at the time. There was no parking in Century fucking City. No parking, nothing. And if you wanted to park even remotely close to the Starbucks, you had to pay $10 goddamn dollars, which was my tips. for the whole day.
Oh, I remember. And they put they divide the tips at the end of your shift.
And they put it in a biohazard bag. Swear to God. I was like, what the?
And then you would fight over the tips. You got more, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
You got $16.
Horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
So fights. I would.
Get to you. I only got $13, dude. You're skipping my tips.
Because they never let me count the
brown bag.
They would this put is your for Colin.
This is for Mary.
But
mine was always short. I'm like, how come I only got $4, dude? Nah, dude. I was here when he got here. I know. This is real life, though. Continue. I'm on the same page. I like what you're doing. I'm on the same page as you.
I hate it. I'm sweating now.
I know. I'm sweating too.
Oh my God. All right. So yeah. So anyway. So I get there. Yeah. So it was the. I would sleep probably 1 hour and then, oh, and so if you didn't want to pay $10, which was tip money, yeah. I had two other jobs at the same time.
Yeah.
With park over on Fifth. Don't feel bad for me. I'm killing it these days. I'm not.
No, you are. We're going to get your artwork
cool,
too. No,
I'm
you
cool,
are.
I'm
You're
cool,
doing
I'm
fine.
Cool. I'm
You're
not
doing
working.
Fine.
Okay. So you had to park like 2 miles away.
That's horrible.
Which means I got there at like 3:30.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. 3:30 in the morning? Wait, hold on.
3:30 in the morning. And oh, I had the keys.
Oh,
and
no.
So I had to walk there. And fucking, I was so upset.
Yeah.
Every day. And I would get there. And
see, now you're making me more sad. Like the way you're talking about it. I'm not even going to bring up. Well, I'm not going to bring up the mopping. I'm not bringing up the mopping. Because I know we had a mop.
No, let me tell you the saddest part, okay? I haven't gotten to the saddest part.
That's not the saddest part.
No, because we had to get there so early because it was Century City, so it was corporate. So people were working like New York hours and Europe hours. So they were there. They were there at 5 o'clock in the morning.
They wanted their
10 Joe. O'clock their fucking time.
Cup of Joe.
So, okay, so we're in a bunker. It's basically a bunker. So we would take my lunch break at 6 a.m.
Oh, my. That was your lunch
so
break?
So they were like, Sarah, take lunch. I'm like, it's 6 a.m. And so fucking, can I tell you?
Oh, no, Sarah. Oh, no.
I feel like I've needed to say this story for so long. I'm so sorry. I'm so passionate and enthusiastic.
Let's give a toast. At least we're drinking, not working there. Huh?
Don't
we're
feel bad for
no,
me.
No, we're drinking the Starbucks. We're not working there.
Don't okay.
That was only number one.
Actually,
that was only number one.
I'm
let's
like,
go to
I
number two.
I don't even know if I want to tell you my darkest because you might feel bad for me and I don't want people to feel
no,
bad
no,
for
no,
me.
No, 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 no.
I took naps on the bathroom floor.
At Starbucks?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was so tired. I would lay. I would lay my apron down. No, don't shake your head.
No, keep going.
I would lay my apron down and take a nap on my hat.
Oh, Sarah. Why?
I was so tired. So tired. And yeah, anyway, so that's the first.
That's
don't
only the
cry.
First, ladies and gentlemen. I hope I don't cry at the end of this.
Don't cry, okay?
I can't wait to hear number 2.
Don't feel bad.
Okay.
I'm so much stronger because of it. And I'm very nice to baristas and anybody out in the world.
Yeah, to any service. Work,
and tip.
Food,
tip
restaurant.
Well. If you're not tipping, do not buy it. You don't know. Like, you at least give a dollar. Like, you have to
Did
tip.
You ever wait tables?
I did. I was
okay,
horrible.
Okay, let's make that a number 2.
Okay.
Okay, what
I was horrible at
it. What restaurant?
Well, it was a bakery, but they served food. It was Sweet Lady Jane. I mean, I've worked a lot. Like, I worked in Chicago. I was a Rinaldi's Pizza. I was a bartender.
Well, let's stick to what. Let's stick to your number 2. So you have a lot.
I've worked so many jobs.
Okay, let's do number 2. Think about it for a sec.
Do you want me to do the waiting tables?
Yeah.
Do you want me to do that one?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I was only bad at that because I talked to people too long and too much. And so people enjoyed it if that was their,
what
if
restaurant?
I was there for Sweet Lady Jane. It's a
so shout out to Sweet Lady Jane.
We love Sweet Lady Jane.
They're shout great. Out to Sweet Lady Jane in
Beverly Hills-ish.
Rodeo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. And then, I used to muck stalls. Horse stalls.
Wait, let me write that down.
That's muck. M-U-C-K, muck.
M-U-C-K?
Which means that you...
Muck stalls.
You, which I would shovel horse shit, basically.
Oh, clean I did that horse
in
Chicago.
Yeah, clean horse poo. And oh, I did that horse. In Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Muck stalls.
Muck stalls.
Muck stalls.
Muck stalls. Yeah.
So you that, did that?
I did that in Chicago. And I was, yeah, it was really, I was very, very, way thinner than, it was horrible. And it was very cold. Like, so I did that.
Does it smell worse than human poo? Like, horse poo, it smells a little weedy, huh? Like
it's,
grain.
It's very weedy.
Yeah, so it's not like human
it's
poo.
It's no.
Okay. Fair Fuck. Enough. Fair enough. Thank God. Fair enough. On a side note, homeless guy, meth head, came in here a month ago.
And pooed.
And pooed right here.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Dude, so. I just watched.
I waited for it to dry.
Yeah. No. And you didn't pick it
up.
It
was this big.
They're massive. You can tell
a human
poo.
No, this is from a human.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. They're massive. You can tell a human poo.
Yeah,
it's horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Horrible. Yeah, because then they usually use something to wipe, and it's probably like a few feet away. It's horrible.
Maybe leaves? I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, they did it right here.
Yeah.
But, okay, so.
I've never, that, yeah.
But you were good at it. You took your orders, and you took out the orders on time. Their plates.
No, I mean, no.
What do you mean, no? Oh, you talk too much to the customers?
I talk too much to the customers because I enjoy talking. But then, like, the other people be like, yo, let's go, you know, because I'm talking too much. But, I mean, it was cool. But then eventually I just let people have their food. I didn't make them pay. I was like, just take it. I think I told you about that. I was like, just take it. It's cool.
You would just comp their meal?
I wouldn't comp it. I was a gift.
Oh, that's smart because if you do that, then they'll leave you a tip. Oh, how do you bypass that on their computer system, though? Don't they tally
at
up the orders?
At that time, no. This is horrible to say this, but at that time, they didn't even keep fucking inventory. Like, this is real pre-pre. They had, like, the old-timey, old vintage-y cash register.
Yeah.
I can't even say the register part.
You gotta cash do register. What you gotta do.
Yeah, so they did that. And like, it was rough. Like, there were other employees that like stole money and shit. I didn't do that, but like, you know, it's like it was pre all that stuff. Like, people got away with that.
God, I feel guilty. I'll tell you later.
Did you do it? Did you do it too?
No, I was a bar back busser at a sake sushi restaurant.
Oh yeah. Oh, the milkshakes.
And there's one waitress that was really always mean to me.
Yeah.
And she had an 8-top. Yeah, so I forgot her name, but I took some tips. I'm sorry.
I missed the word 8-top.
Or, you know, like 8-top
table.
Yeah,
I know what an 8-top is.
Yeah, and she always was cruel to me. And so one shift, I was on a different section. I waited for them to leave, but I was acting like I was wiping down the table. And I waited for her to hold up, listen to me. I waited for her to go in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And then I went over there and I went,
oh, Steve.
Yeah. And I feel bad because I like, let's say the kitchen's there. I waited for her to come out.
Yeah.
And the look on her face was so sad because she looked at the table and like, she was like, hey, Steve. Did they leave a tip? Did you see them? And then I was still wiping down the table like, no.
You still wiped down the table.
So let me make amends. This is my way
this
of making
is,
amends.
Okay, this is it.
Yeah,
this
and is so I shouldn't have done that. But she was so mean to me.
Yeah, kind of. Like,
you get
yeah.
the sake.
Yeah.
How come it's not there? Nah. You missed the California roll order, Steve.
Everybody's voices are so horrible.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do to you. The other bar back. I was never, like, good enough to be a waiter. I was, you could be a bar back busser. Hey, fetch some glasses for us, table four, Steve. All right, job number three. I made my amends.
Okay, you did good.
I owe you $15.
Okay.
Okay, job number three.
Let me stare at me when you say $15. Okay, all right, that's good.
Job
we're,
number three,
we're
I love
solid.
This. Yeah.
We're solid.
This was like 1999.
A long time ago.
1999.
Yeah. Oh.
Continue. Sorry.
No, you're up. Yeah.
What?
You're up.
So we're going to go two for two?
Yeah.
Okay, one, Jamba Juice. Hated it.
You weren't Jamba Juice.
Jamba Juice on Melrose. Hated it.
How long did you work there for?
Too long.
What did you do? You made smooth. What made juice?
Yeah, and not only that.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So upset.
I wasn't sober. This is a long time ago. Yeah, because at the end of the shift, I would buy a fifth of vodka.
Yeah.
And I would make my own smoothie.
Yeah.
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 So I would.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And so I think I got fired from that job. And you know, those jobs, when you're washing dishes, because sometimes you didn't have enough blenders.
Yeah.
Hurry up, Steve, hurry up. You know, they had, back then they had machines they had your apple, you'd press the button, apple juice or pineapple juice, then you'd add you know, and then I would like, I had to figure out the secret menu. You don't know the purple gummy? Steve, you don't know the white gummy or the purple gummy? I'm like, no, what is that? Steve, you should know that. They're going to ask for it. Because it tastes like gummy bears. I don't know what they call it. There's a secret menu, purple or white gummy. And you know what all it was? It was just juice, like apple juice, and all of the ice cream, all the sherbet.
No!
All it just in the blender with ice. That's all it was. It was just.
No! Yeah, there's not a secret menu.
Yeah, there's a secret menu. Yeah, at Jamba Juice.
Get out of here. Only on Melrose then.
Yeah.
That?
Yeah. So, okay.
You don't know the purple gummy.
Second worst job. Oh my God. Was, let's go back to Arizona. Tempe, IHOP, graveyard shift.
Tempe, Arizona?
Yeah, IHOP. IHOP. I was always scratching my nuts.
How old were you?
I needed tips. I was always scratching my nuts. I don't know. It's dry out there. That's a whole different. We could talk 2 hours about that.
Why?
And so, the manager had to talk to me. I think her name was Sandy or something.
Of course. So what?
Can I have a talk with you? I noticed around certain customers, you're just scratching a lot down there. Can you not do that? I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I was so hungry and starving. I would wait for my, because you got a meal. You got one free meal. I would wait all shift for that. Can I take my break? And I would take, you know, like paper cups, like cups like this, and I would dip it into the soup. So I would dip this into the soup like this and drink it like it was Coke. Like I would just. But I was drinking like soup. I was getting a meal.
Why did you dip it like that? Oh my
I had to
God,
sneak it in like that.
Yes.
And I finally got fired because they noticed that when I brought out the plates, my thumb was in the yolk. So I had such a bad attitude. I would go like this, and this is like the egg, and my thumb would be in the egg, and I'd flick it. I'd go, here you go. Hey, like a frisbee. Here you go. Here's your order. Okay, all right, so you're on number three. I did.
I feel like I'm on five.
Well, no, you do the third one, and I'll do a third one. No, top three.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because,
No, no, because
I want to get to your art. We need to get to your art.
I need a towelette.
Yeah.
I am dying.
Do you want a sparkling water?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you leaving? Okay.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Okay, see you later. Yeah. Will that be cut out? Oh, my God. Thank you. I'm dying. It's okay. I'm just sweating.
Sorry, it's hot.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I like Roy.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
like
my God.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah,
thanks,
yeah.
Steve.
It's cold.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thank yeah,
you
yeah,
so
yeah.
Much. Thank you.
Okay, no, yeah, okay, yeah. We'll just stick to three. You did two. Okay. I did two.
I mean, we both
third one,
probably,
and then we're going to go to your art and your comedy, all the good stuff.
We're just, you go and do, we'll do whatever you need.
Yeah.
I think, but you reminded me of something, though, that you were talking about before getting sober when I was all fucked up. When I worked at Rinaldi's Pizza, mm-hmm. I was waiting tables, and I used to steal food. I would get shit-faced. I would finish my shift. I'd go to the bar because you get a free shift drink.
Were you in the kitchen or were you a delivery person?
No,
okay.
I was serving food.
Serving the pizzas. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I just want to clarify
I didn't have any money at the time. Like,
yeah,
I had no money.
You never did.
I was fucked up. I'm like, there's such dark stuff, but there was like an eating disorder involved. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. I was out of my fucking gourd.
Yeah.
So I'd get real fucked up. And then for some reason, when I got that crazy, like that fucked, like I thought I was invisible. So I would go back to the kitchen, literally thought I was invisible. Would go back to
you
the kitchen.
You thought you were invisible?
So crazy. Oh my God. Would go back to the kitchen and I would steal fucking not even like food that was cooked. I stole their groceries. Like I stole the food they bought to like make shit. Like I'd steal eggs, frozen chicken, like and put it in a brown sack. Like
you
I went
stole, like,
shopping.
The pre-ingredients.
Yes, I didn't even steal food they
like
made.
Like a bag of pepperoni.
Yeah, no.
Vegetables.
I stole food out of their like
out of the freezer. Out of the freezer.
Yeah, I got busted. I remember I was taking these eggs and this frozen chicken out of this. I was, again, my shift was over. I was just fucked up. And I walked out of the kitchen and the manager was like, what are you doing? I was like, what if it was fine? And like, you can't take that. And I was like, and then I got fired. I got fired from the job because I also stole a piece of German chocolate cake.
Isn't that the worst
when
you get fired? How did he fire you? Like, what was his speech? What was her speech?
Well, because she caught me stealing all these things. So she's like, this isn't going to work out. You can't be here. And I was like, aw. Because I hid this piece of German chocolate cake behind the coffee maker, hoping that she wouldn't see it. But she plainly saw it. Because again, drunk. Yeah, and she carried around a bunch of keys, and she was really small, and she looked like the woman on Poltergeist.
The little woman.
Yes, but
the little
very
woman.
Thin. Yeah. The one who called the
Carolyn.
Yeah.
Carolyn.
It looked like her, but like a skinny.
that was such a scary movie.
It was horrible.
The second one was even scarier.
Well, it was the first movie I ever saw that was scary.
God is it your holy temple? God is it? That was so scary. Do you remember Reverend Cain?
That was the second one.
The second one, Reverend Cain.
I never saw the second one. That's why I couldn't connect. Yeah.
Oh,
I haven't seen the second one.
You have to watch.
The first one was the first scary movie I ever saw when she was covered in jelly. I was like, fuck! And I never ate jelly again.
To watch Poltergeist 2.
I will.
Because there's the character of Reverend Cain.
That's who you were doing?
He was scary.
Okay.
Yeah.
I never saw that one. But the second movie I ever saw, which I didn't mean to see, was on VHS. And me and Allie Reynolds popped it into the VCR. It was Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street. That was scary. Is that the one with Johnny Depp? He was in there.
I don't think he's in Freddy Krueger.
Yeah,
is
he was.
Really?
Yeah, he was. Johnny Depp was in the first.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, I just remember the part where he lifted that blonde chick up, and he was invisible, and he stuck his claws into her stomach. She was bleeding.
Yeah.
But you couldn't see him, and she's climbing all over the wall like bleeding.
He was a menacing character, like him in the like the boiler room, and you know,
like what you
did
at the beginning.
I do that.
Okay. Callback.
Right. I'm gonna do a third. Okay. I keep it short, and then we're gonna get into the cool artwork. Third. Bob. When Bob was living, on top of the Comedy Store at Pauly's buildings.
Second place,
he's like, I can get you a job, dude. I go, really? Sushi dance.
The sunset one,
you know.
I worked at Buzz Coffee.
Oh, yeah, so
right below
on the corner. Right. This is before.
God damn it.
Trader Joe's.
We worked side by side.
And so,
holy shit,
same
thing.
At
the same time.
It was the mid afternoon shift.
Yeah.
I was half awake, half asleep, and I almost got in a fight with the sushi chef. Because he was from Korea, and the way he talked to me was really demeaning.
Yeah.
Yashikya! Go! Table 3! Go! Whoa! Go! And I'm just like, you can't talk to me like that, bro. This is America? This is not Korea, dude. And so, I mean, that was stupid because he had a sharp sushi knife.
Yeah.
I think about it, but I didn't get along with him.
Yeah,
and I was smoking. I was smoking back then.
Yeah,
and the manager lady didn't let me smoke cigarettes. She would make me walk to the end of the mall, past the movie theater. There used to be a movie theater in there.
Like, you,
Tambe, go way far. And I'm just like, I have to hike 2 miles to smoke a cigarette?
I remember that.
Yeah, so those are our three. We're done. That was awesome. I love that.
Crazy. Yeah. You worked at Sushi Dan. I worked at Buzz Coffee right below, so where the boss hated me just the same. Yeah, yeah.
That was a cool, you know, they turned that into a Starbucks.
I know. And
later.
No, I know. Yeah. I know. I was one of the last people to work at Buzz Coffee.
Yeah.
I
used to like that mall because the movie, the Lemley movie theater.
$5.
Yeah.
For the worst movies ever. But they had great.
They had cool independent movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, the screens are as big as your computers.
Yeah. I didn't care. I loved that place.
I didn't care either.
I liked it.
I loved it. I loved the whole fucking place was just
amazing.
Old school horribleness, but like great. And they had a crunch gym.
Yeah, they said it's still there.
It is?
I think so. There's a gym. Wow. Well, I think they changed the name.
Yeah, yeah. People would come and get double shot espressos before, and then
I want to transition into
Oh, I get so nervous about this.
Look at this beauty.
You're sweet. Anyway, that was
Hold up. I'm still pitching it.
Okay.
I'm so glad you stuck to your art.
Yeah.
Can you grab some of your other pieces? Where'd you put your other pieces?
Yeah.
So this is, I'm going to show this to Jeremiah tomorrow.
Okay.
That's sweet. Our Scissor Bros podcast.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
That is amazing.
I'm really proud of you.
How long have you been doing your art?
All my life.
Stuck with it.
Yes and no.
Can you grab some of those other beautiful pieces? We're displaying it. I want to show it. No. Let's do it.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
So this is that's my dog Pegasus. She hurt her knee, so she's now in a she can't walk, beautiful. So we take her in a stroller.
It's beautiful.
So this is.
What did you learn how to do?
An honor.
Like the colors and the acrylic paint. Like when did you start stepping it up to all? Like this is.
It's. I don't even. Know
this is evolved.
I don't know if this is stepped up, but no. I don't know. I try not to take it too seriously, to be quite honest with you. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know, but you get to. It's fun.
Because here's the thing. Like I went to art school. I went to the Art Institute.
Oh, the Otis. Not Otis.
Chicago. I live in Chicago.
Oh.
I went to the Art Institute of Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And I remember, because I've always had fun with art. Like, it was fun.
Yeah.
Because it's a little bit like comedy, color, keep it vibrant. You know, it's vibrant.
Right. It's
like
free, too.
It's totally free.
Yeah.
And then, so I had always had a good time with it. And art school was the first time that, like, people started being, like, real serious about it. And, like, everything
is
was
it
like
cliquish in art school? Is it like, are there cliques like how there is in high school?
Yeah.
Click, it's like clicky.
I mean, people find their own little pod. Yeah, you know what I mean? For
can
sure.
You grab another one of your pieces,
Steve?
Please? Thank you, I appreciate it.
I don't know what this is. It's a story.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it says you're doing great.
You're doing great.
So can we talk about this piece?
Yeah. I love you, Steve.
I love you too. I like doing this.
I love you so much. No, I just
wanted.
I felt it in my heart, and I wanted to tell you that.
Yeah, thank you.
I love you too.
I've always.
Okay.
I liked you the whole time.
I know you were always very nice.
No.
I said that to Bobby.
We've always got along. You know, like,
I've always.
You're always nice to me. Always.
I love you.
No, real talk. You're always nice to me.
I know.
Even back then, you're so nice.
But you were always okay.
Thank you.
Anyway,
thank you.
So that was.
Don't make me cry.
No. You're such a genuine little spirit. All right. So yeah, no, this was something previously, but I didn't like it and it sat for a really long time. And then, I don't know, this was kind of a story. Sometimes I'll just be on the phone and I'll start, drawing a picture of what their word was. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes that will, you know, obviously tree out into something else, and that trees into something else. And so it kind of like is these stories, but a lot of times, you know, you cover them up and then you put something else over it. But like, to me, like there's definitely like meanings throughout.
Dude, where do you start in a piece like this? Do you start at the corner? Do you start with the backdrop?
You
like,
start wherever you want. You start wherever you want.
So there's no rules.
There's no fucking rules.
Do you remember where you started in this particular piece? Was it the sun? Yeah. Was it like what was it? Was it the blue, the rain?
Sorry. Yeah, no. This right here was something there before. There was I do this character called Kentucky Lightning. This was that character.
Yeah.
And so, and it sat for a long time and I didn't like connect to it. I was like, oh, it's like okay, but I don't like love. It didn't do anything.
And this is a character named Kentucky Lady?
Kentucky Lightning.
What? No. Let's
Kentucky Lightning, but I think Kentucky Lady.
Oh, Kentucky Lightning.
Yeah, I like Kentucky Lady. That's kind
of. I like doing this because, well, you never know what this will do. Holler at me. Maybe someone will get a tattoo of Kentucky Lightning.
Yeah, I have one actually.
Oh, can I check it out?
The face.
Can I check it out? The lightning
bolt.
Can I check the lightning?
It's just the lightning bolt. It's not like.
But what if they got the real the character?
That's dope. Like no, she. It's a fun. Like here's the thing. Like the thing that I can say about anything that I create is I don't ever want it to be taken seriously.
But like, that's what makes it cool, because it's, like, fun.
Yeah. So that's really, I mean, I don't know, colors, it's sometimes...
It's important,
like,
isn't it?
Yeah, well, anything that you do to create should be an expression of, like, what the, you know, kind of like, what's up, but not, like...
Do you have to go to art school? Can a kid just learn on their own, go to the art supply place, buy their own acrylic paint or markers and just do it?
Duh, of course. Yeah. Some of the best shit I've ever seen is, like, fucking Joey 6.
I mean, look at Cho, like my man Dave Cho.
He
dropped out of art school,
dude.
And look at, you know what I mean?
I dropped out of art school. I don't know.
He did stuff on the street, like graffiti
he's
stuff.
Phenomenal,
yeah.
That fucking dude. He's
Can you
like,
grab another piece? I want to get all of your pieces.
He's like that, but watching him, David Cho, like that's how it should be.
You know what? I gained a whole level new. We did a Monchi show in Minnesota at an art gallery, and they're like, "Hey, can we have spray paint? Where's Dave?" I go, "I don't know. Steve, can you do something with the spray can?" Yeah. And mine looked like a third grader did it.
Yeah.
And Dave came back.
Yeah.
He did something like in 30 seconds. It looked like a real painting.
So good. Yeah.
No, this is with a spray can bottle. He like covered like the nozzle with half his finger, like to make it thinner, and he was like, and then it looked like, it looked like an Asian man with like a rice hat. It looked like a real picture.
I know.
I
made a phone.
Yeah.
I don't know why I bought this. Yeah. It hangs on your wall.
What made you think of this is really unique? Look at this.
Well, yeah, you can hang it. Yeah. So anyway, no, I did that for a video. I needed a phone. And so and nobody has a phone. So I just, we received like a battery in the mail. And so I just used the Amazon box. And then this is the shit that it came in. And so I made a phone. But yeah, no, I made that for a character video. But
when
really
is the next art show? Didn't you just display some of your art somewhere?
I did. It was in Louisville. It was at a small show. But, like, I haven't planned an art show. Because the good news is a lot of the stuff, like, that I do make, because I don't charge, like, I don't make people pay a lot of money for. I think that's silly. Like,
what if someone watches this podcast and likes some of these pieces?
Yeah.
Are they for sale?
Well, that one is already sold.
Okay.
I think the one behind it is sold.
Mm-hmm. Do you have another art piece, please? Do you have another one?
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep showing them.
Okay, yeah, sure. Okay, Steve. This is a self-portrait.
Okay. Oh, and this is on wood. This is on wood. Check it out.
It's on wood, yeah. I feel like I'm. Are we holding people hostage by making. Like,
no.
I feel like this is when people show their nieces and nephews on their phone. You're like, oh.
No. This
okay.
is. This platform's for. Okay. Art.
All right. I'll take
all
your
that.
Word
yeah.
For it. I'll take your word for it.
So, what was the inspiration behind? Is this a character of yours too?
No, that's me.
What the hell? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, but there's a theme. The lightning bolt's in here.
Yeah. Well, no, because I was wearing, I think at the time, I was wearing a Kentucky Lightning shirt.
Oh.
So,
this would be a cool tattoo, also.
Yeah. I actually, I have like,
I like that you have tattoos of some of your art.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
You gotta keep it original, right?
Yeah.
This, So, and this is that's a portrait of my wife, Jen, and her cat, Esther. I mean, our cat, I guess. But
what's her name?
Her cat, Jen.
So shout out to Jen.
Yeah.
And what's your cat's name?
Esther.
Shout out to Jen and Esther, yeah. The cat.
So, okay, the thing about these, this is what's fun. This is what, okay, so I call these things no-look drawings, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't, so what happens while they look kind of disproportionate, even on yours, Steve?
Yeah.
If you see, like, you're.
That's hella accurate. What you do, Jeremiah's going to love that.
Your leg is bigger than almost
right.
your whole body.
Oh, it's proportionate. It's proportional.
Fucked up. It's not proportional.
Oh, but it's, that's, there's no rules. So
no,
that's,
no. Yeah,
you
yeah,
just,
yeah.
you can do whatever you
so
want.
So what happens, how that happens and what
can
I like.
Can you show that, the scissor okay. bro piece again? Too,
but what I like about it is, so when I say like, there's like a no look drawing, what I do is like with your old picture,
mm-hmm.
I looked at the image. Like on the what on the phone,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I kept my eyes on the image the whole time and mm-hmm. never looked down, so I just do the outline of how I think
it should look like.
It should look like.
And so then, like, give us a comparison. In art school, they don't do that, right? Like for figurative drawings, they're like
not where no
right, but there's no rules, right? But you know.
No, I think to me, like, it took the pressure off of me of trying to make it look fucking...
Accurate.
Accurate.
That's what word I was using. Yeah, it doesn't have to be accurate.
For me, I choose that for my style. It does,
right.
I mean, but there's plenty, like, there's...
So people are really, they're, like, really serious about, like, it's got to be accurate.
Which is dope. Like, I yeah. know artists who are, like, real,
like
James realism.
Like, James Jean's, like he could just do
so
it.
So good!
He can make it look like the real, like,
yeah,
oh, that's
yeah.
that person.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Or, like, it's, like, mind blowing. There's artists that I'm like,
yeah.
What the fuck? Like, it's
yeah.
mind-blowing.
Yeah,
people are
yeah.
machines.
So where do you think that comes, like, where do you think that, do you think that those are just... So with certain things you can't teach, it's just intuitively within you, right?
I definitely,
like that type of thing. You're just like, well, that's my style, and I just want to do it like that.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that there's like, yeah, you're intuitively kind of have your own jam going
yeah.
on. But for me, it's taken a long time. Like, I don't
to
think
to develop,
even to develop, but to have the confidence to say fuck it and like do
yeah.
it. Like,
what's your favorite medium to use? Like, do you mess with watercolors as well?
I don't do that a lot.
Dude, that would be interesting.
I don't do
yeah,
because
I saw Dave
lot.
Do that too, and then that in itself, he learned a technique of how to drop the enough like the distribution of paint and
yeah.
and water to, and he'll drop a thing, and then it'll just spread, and he'll know
he's so
like
good.
The he'll know like the range of the spread,
I
and
know.
He'll add the eyeball or
it's
like
so
oh
good.
I'm gonna put the face here or.
Yeah.
He did something when he was locked up in Japan. He made art
Wait,
out
he
of
was
soy.
Locked up.
Yeah,
in
he
Japan?
Got arrested in Japan
Damn
back
it.
In the
okay.
day. But he made something out of soy sauce because he didn't have any medium
yeah.
to do his art, and he's like, "Oh, I'll just use soy sauce,
yeah,
or blood or whatever."
Yeah,
and it's amazing.
Yeah,
he made a whole face out of it. Like,
yeah,
how do you do that?
It's
but this is what I'm talking about. Some things you just could figure out on.
But
you have to figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think, but that's the thing. Like, they always say, like, what? Creation comes out of, like a necessity or whatever. Like, for instance, I know this is going to sound really horrible, but I always thought about this when I was a kid, right? Like, Native Americans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Never wasted anything. Nothing. Like, if they had
oh,
a
as
buffalo.
Far as far as planting and.
Yeah,
and
like
all that.
If they hunted. They got a buffalo. They used every fucking
oh, yeah.
part
the
of
fur,
that buffalo.
Even like
everything,
like to make jackets
yeah, yeah.
or
everything
or handbag like bags.
They
and
would
stuff.
Create things out mm-hmm. of the wasted things that otherwise people would be like, "Oh, we don't need it." Like they fucking used everything.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I just think that's kind of like utilitarian. Like,
yeah, I guess so.
It's
yeah,
just
that's
dope.
A good
and,
word.
Like,
yeah,
seeing
for that.
People like it's so inspiring. I don't. It's
yeah.
so crazy
how
to me.
How did you get the make this glossy like this?
That is. Resin. It might need to dry a little more. I have no idea. But
so
yeah, no, this is resin. Very
this
toxic.
This is what I'm talking about. Like,
yeah.
How did you know to add resin? Like, where did you learn that?
That's, well, resin's super easy. It's just something that you buy. But it's preference.
Is it like glue? It's like glue and it dries or something? Or?
No, it's just, it's a very toxic chemical.
Oh, is it glazing a donut or something?
Yeah. Like you pour it and you measure it out and then you pour it over.
I love it.
But a lot of people use it for many different things.
But how did you personally learn how to use this medium? Is there classes? Did you look up YouTube videos?
You just buy it at a hardware store.
And you just messed around with it?
Yeah.
See, that's why I love that. Yeah. I love that you just learned, you just experimented.
Yeah.
So it's like you're a scientist or you're in your lab. Just,
I guess.
No, are you right?
Yeah. I definitely think you're a scientist.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everybody does that. I mean, yeah. It doesn't matter what you do. Like, if you want to make something, you got to work it out on how to make it. Other things, I'm terrible. You play the piano. I can't play the piano. I play the
same chords.
But you know chords.
No, I don't.
You know chords.
I do C and F every week. Every week. Just variations of it.
You know, can you play music though?
No, I just do it just by feeling. Like, I don't know what I'm playing. I just...
Okay,
and Bob's the same way.
He played my grandma's organ. She had a fucking organ. Not even a piano. He played an organ with the pedals.
He did.
Bobby played...
He never told me that.
Yeah.
He did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, no, he played the organ. It wasn't even the piano, and he played it really well. So that's why I know you can play something.
I think like when we were younger, yeah, we took lessons, but like later in life, because when you're younger, it was forced upon us.
Yeah.
Like Suzuki lessons and all that. But then when you get older, you're like, you know, I kind of want to just express, like, just play.
Yeah.
So I'm not thinking about what I'm playing.
Yeah.
Like I did that, like what I play when I came out, I didn't plan that. I'm like, I just like, oh, just whatever.
Right.
Did it sound? Yeah. Okay. It sounded okay.
It sounds so good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. No, it sounded good. Like, I really thought.
An hour has gone by, but we have to do part two, part three, and so on.
Oh, lovely.
Can we talk a little bit about your comedy? And So do you have, shows coming up, or are you going to do more shows?
I am going to do more shows.
Because it's opening up again.
Yeah. No, I was very, I might even go to New York and do some shows there. I'm very excited about that.
You'd get a lot of spots, right?
I would, yeah. I know some people up there, and you can do like 60 shows in a day in New York, which is amazing.
Yeah.
I've just started doing shows. I just did Bobby's show at the Brea, that was improv, which is amazing.
Was that fun?
I told you, it was so fun.
You mentioned you were nervous.
I was so nervous.
How do you get over those nerves, like performing like live with the art? Like, what do you have to go through, like some kind of meditation, like before you hit the stage?
Not really.
Do you have to do positive affirmation? Like, how do you like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everyone has their own thing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think from the beginning of time, my brain is so crazy. Like,
well, you know, that has to do with our alcoholism as well.
Yeah, it's broken.
Yeah,
it's so broken.
No matter what positive thing happens to me,
it's bad.
I'll always be like, yeah, that was cool, but what about this?
Yeah.
This one thing.
Yeah.
I do it all the time.
It's horrible. Yeah.
I wish I could just shut it off.
I have it too.
Do you ever feel like just dropping off the map, like living off grid and just buying, like making a micro home and just planting corn, like just
apples?
Yeah, just
apple trees.
But like off grid.
100%.
Like, I'm just going to leave LA.
Almost daily.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost daily. Like, I can't tell you how many times. No.
Because you can nowadays, you could do that, like if you do content or art, whatever you do, because of the internet.
Yeah.
As long as you have like Wi-Fi, you could just.
Anywhere.
You could do a podcast in a trailer or a micro home or anywhere.
But if you dropped out, would you still want to do a podcast in a trailer?
Probably not.
Like, I want to be. When I think about dropping out, in the middle of the woods, raising apple trees.
Let's check the scenario real quick. If you had like $5 million, let's say you won the lottery.
Okay.
What would you do? Would you stay here? Would you go somewhere else?
Ooh.
That's when I would do the micro home shit. I'd be like, you know what? I don't have to podcast no more.
Would you move?
I would want to just move somewhere away, but close enough, but kind of like maybe like Big Bear. I don't know. Somewhere where there's, I don't know. That's probably a bad example, but somewhere where there's like nature.
Big Bear.
Somewhere where there's some nature. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I don't need much to survive.
Yeah.
Like if I even lived in a nice trailer or a micro home.
Yeah.
I would do that. And then I would just do art. Like, I would probably still make music and, like, probably do art or do whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd podcast. Maybe just to do solo episodes.
I feel like you need to talk, though. I feel like you're someone who you need, but you need people. I feel like you're someone.
Yeah,
who
but
needs
I could do that off camera, don't you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the most meaningful conversations are off camera.
100%.
Right?
Yes.
Because, like, I know, because, like, whenever I do. Because I'm doing a lot of podcasts, like,
so
every other
podcasts.
Day. And it's like,
so
I
bummed.
Realize that, like, okay, there's rules. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, unspoken rules where you never, like, try to out any. You know what I mean? You don't bring up certain things
yeah.
or you don't try to cancel out people. You don't, you know, demean anyone.
Yeah.
Or there's certain rules. But, like, off camera, you could be more real, like. You know what I mean? Like, real talk.
Yeah.
Like, what
course.
You do with, like, close family members or your wife or.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're asking me, would I still have a need to podcast like if I was off the grid?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have to think about that.
I think you would have to do something. You and Bobby both. Like, you'd have to do something.
See, Bobby's in a different scenario because he has, like, people rely on him.
Yes.
He has to show up to things.
Yes.
I don't necessarily. I kind of have to do that, too, because of the Scissor Bros now. Right, so I have that
you're
one obligation.
Now. Yeah,
but
yeah.
if I want to do the Stevie Weeby show, I could do it off the grid. But
anyway.
The only problem is, I would maybe have to do it solo, or if guests are willing to drive to me,
yes,
like out in the behind a mountain or something. I love you. thanks for coming.
I love you,
yeah.
sweetheart.
Can we do
the best.
So we, dude, damn, it's, oh, damn, we went, like, over an hour and 10. I'm
sorry,
so sorry, Todd. I'm going to turn on the AC.
No,
I should turn the AC on.
It's honestly, it's pretty comfortable. I'm just laughing.
I want to plug all your, like, your website, your social media, where people get your art, like, where they can find, buy tickets to the show, like, any of that
really
stuff.
Sweet.
So, Instagram.
Yeah, I know. I am just an Instagram chick.
But
I
what's
wish I had more.
But what's your Instagram?
Sarah Hyland Rosenstein.
Can you spell that out to them?
Oh, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead. that's
sorry, sorry.
It's pretty lengthy.
Okay.
Rosen.
Lazy.
It's
really
long.
Because
I would get the road, but you said Rosen. Okay.
It's a lie.
Yeah, go ahead.
So
spell it out.
Sarah, Sarah, S-A-R-A-H-H-Y-L-A-N-D. Rosenstein, Rosenstein.
Rosen. Yes.
Nice. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I'm just OCD about that.
I want to
get the right thing. Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Do you have a website or where can people look at your art or purchase your art if they really like your art?
Yeah, I do have a website and on it's like right on my Instagram.
No, I'm sorry.
No, listen, listen. I got you, Steve.
Let him know.
Tattoos are great.
I love yours, too.
Yeah.
We'll talk next time about the
yeah,
tattoos. Yeah,
fucking great. So my website is on my Instagram. It's a link right on my Instagram. And my whole world lives on Instagram. I've
link
tried
in the description.
And I could, what?
Link in the description.
The link is in
Boom.
The description mm-hmm. in my Instagram. But most of my current work, Steve, is literally on Instagram.
Yeah.
Because I haven't gotten
And so they could discuss pricing through DMing you
yes,
on Instagram,
just DM me.
And you're willing to negotiate prices.
Of course,
you're gonna be open. You're open about all of it.
I am.
Yeah.
I want people to have my work in their homes. I'm not gonna charge you an arm. Like,
wait, are you covering shipping costs? Or are they?
I do ask for
so
shipping.
So that's even a plus. She's covering shipping costs, ladies and gentlemen. Right.
Yes.
Sarah is covering shipping costs.
If it's in the U.S. and if it's
if
outside,
it's in the
it's
U.S.,
very,
not Finland or Croatia or South Korea, you're going to have to pay that on your own. But anywhere in the United States, Sarah will cover the shipping costs, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Anyway,
please tune in. Buy some art today.
Yeah.
Buy some art today, ladies and gentlemen.
So dumb. We did. You plugged the shit out of it. Far out of my comfort zone.
Now, out of all the podcasts,
who else did
a whole
nobody.
Who else did a commercial?
Nobody.
Who else did a commercial?
Nobody did.
Stevie
a
did.
Yeah,
okay.
No, I love you. Thank
love
you so
too.
Much.
Okay, thanks for tuning in. We do have a Patreon attached to the show, patreon.com. Patreon, I say mine fast.
Yeah, dude,
Patreon.com/StevieWeeby. If you want to help support the platform, www.steviewebyshow.com. If you want to buy our merch, just know that the deliveries will be a little bit delayed because of COVID and everything. But yes, Instagram/QUANGOU. That's my Instagram. Kwangu is my Korean name. StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. Then where all my music is at. We do have a P.O. Box attached to the show. It's Stevie's P.O. Box, 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, LA, California 90093. Thanks for tuning in. Tune in every Wednesday. Love you.
That was great. I love you.
I'm going to do the...
I hope we didn't laugh too much. That it was agitating.
My buddy Skip is a trip, feeling blue like a crib. Framed for robbing a bank, letting loose from the hip. He really couldn't predict this grip was so full of angst. Him and Henry were woodpeckers, did a song and dance at bit. Oh, rodeo man in the West, you can. You're the best on the land to bless the sands. Do the bull with your hand, oh Skip, you can. Get that fucking bull, pull on that rope. Feeling stir crazy, maintaining against the grain. Making me wanna get in a plane. The pain inside my brain never ends, sustained. I'm down for the count on the ground freight train. Living today, don't give it away. The pitch and the praise, the raise. Shining it down to mightiest crowns, the finest of frowns delayed. Skippy's afraid, he feels betrayed. Live this way, can deal with shade. His spade is a spade, he made the greatest blade in a charade of pain. I am not a man, I am an animal, a male. I live by maritime, the law of water about to sail. When my mother had me, I slipped out of her canal. What you call a sailing ship is named after a female.